This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A man in Florida has been arrested for threatening Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. The federal indictment lists five tweets from last August and September in which Matthew Comiskey threatened to shoot or kill Boebert. Boebert's office has not commented on the arrest. Colorado is seeing a spike in flu cases this spring, along with COVID-19. Health experts say that's unusual. The flu usually peaks in December to February, but peaks hit in April and May this year. Infectious disease Dr. Michelle Barron says UC Health thinks the current flu increase is tied to safety efforts taken during the Delta and Omicron waves.
Masking mandates going away, no restrictions in terms of size of events or gatherings that existed anymore, and people wanting to be together.
Barron is warning of complacency going into the fall, where flu and COVID-19 variant infections could rise again. A Lakewood tattoo parlor will pay a man almost $5,000 after the business discriminated against him because of his HIV status. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The settlement agreement was announced by the U.S. Attorney's Office and resolves a claim a man made under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The man with HIV disclosed his status to a tattoo artist at Iconic Ink Tattoo in March 2020. After that, he was refused service. Both the tattoo parlor and the artist are compensating the man, and the tattoo company agreed to develop a non-discrimination policy and train its employees. No one is supposed to ask